Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The letters of the throat, the top of the throat, Ha, and Ghain and Kha. The Ha is from the middle of the throat, and the Ghain and the Kha are from the top of the throat. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma faqihna fi deen wa alimna ta'wil. Allahumma zidna ilman kathiran. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Amma ba'd, as for what comes after, we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the understanding of His religion and to give us the fiqh of His deen and to help us to learn the science of the tajweed. May Allah make this dars pleasant for you and enjoyable and beneficial, inshaAllah Ta'ala. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, again, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. May Allah reward you for continuing in the lessons and being consistent in studying the ahkam of the tajweed and the makharij al-huruf. Alhamdulillah, for this week, inshallah, we're going to continue on the letters of the halq. The letters of the halq, which are the throat letters. The throat letters. And there are six letters of the halq. Six huruf, or six letters, that are pronounced from the halq. And these six letters, they are all summarized, or they are found in the beginning of a sentence that our scholars have come up with to help the student of knowledge to learn and memorize these letters. The scholars, they came up with a sentence which the first letter of each word in that sentence, it corresponds to the letters of the throat, beginning from the lower throat, then the middle throat, and then the top throat. So this sentence we've been reviewing every week, and inshallah some of us have memorized it, or at least are familiar with it. Does everybody know the sentence I'm referring to? If you look in your diagram here, you see the picture of the letters of the throat, and we have the sentence by the scholars that they mention, and the sentence is أخي هاك علما حازه غير خاص. Now, so here if you look, the word, the lower throat, we have the words, the first two words, أخي and هاك. The Hamza is in the word أخي, and the Ha, Haka, is in the second word. This is where we pronounce the letters of the lower throat. A, ha, a, ha. They come from the lower part of the throat. The lower part of the throat. Okay, and then if we go to the next two words, ilman hazahu. This is what we covered last week. The ilm, the ayn, the letter ayn, and the letter ha, hazahu, ayn and ha. And if you remember last week, we were going over the examples of the ha. That's the last part of the lesson we covered last week. The ayn is with the ha. So today we're going to continue from the ha and then move on, inshallah, to the top throat. And the top throat, we have two letters pronounced from the top throat. What are the words that come from the sentence?
غَيْرُ خَاسِرٌ.
Yes. غَيْرُ خَاسِرٌ. Now, these two letters are, we're going to work on, inshallah, if we have time to do both. They are, have some special rules for the غَيْن and the خَا. They have some very special rules about the thickness and other things. So we're going to, inshallah, we will talk about those letters in the night. Okay, so this was the sentence here is the meaning again. Akhi, my brother, haka, take this ilman, knowledge, hazahu, whoever attains it, ghayru, will not be khasir, loser. My brother, whoever learns this knowledge will not be a loser. Okay? Inshallah. So, this is the this is where we are, inshallah. We're in the middle of the throat, the letter Ha. Inshallah. That's where we left off last week. Okay? Before we go over the ayahs with the Ha, is there any questions on the letter Ha? The letter Ha is from the middle of the throat, and if you remember last week, the Ha, it is more emphasized, it has more air, and it's more takes more effort than the Ha. The Ha is from the bottom of the throat, and it's less air and less emphasized. So we can look at a couple, some examples. If we look at the first ayah, Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen. So here you notice the ha in the word hamd. And what about the ha? Where is the letter ha? Which word has the letter ha?
Alhamd.
Alhamd has the ha.
Allah.
Now, and the word Allah, lillahi. See the he, it's not she. Lillahi. See how it's less emphatic. Yes, lillahi. Alhamdu lillahi. Rabbil alameen. See the difference between the ha and the ha? No. Yes, we covered that last week also. Now. Okay, so how about we each read this ayah? I think we read it before, but just for more practice, inshallah. Would you like to start us? We'll start on the right. We'll start with the east, I guess. This one.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Okay. See the word Lillahi? You don't want to make it to the bottom of the throat. Lillahi. Lillahi.
Lillahi.
Yes.
Lillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Very good. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay. Over here.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Good. MashaAllah. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Yes,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Good, MashaAllah. Yes, Brother Abdul Kabir.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Very good, MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil
Alameen. Very good. Now.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Okay, good. The ayin we covered last week is a little bit Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen. Remember that one? That we put more. Yes, that's good. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Yes, very good. Yes, brother. Very good. Yes. Just both, you know that, eh?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah. Very good. Welcome to the Dharma. MashaAllah. Yes, brother.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Very good. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. Okay. تقرأ من هذا الكتاب.
تفضل.
إن شاء الله. He's listening. Having ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. Okay. الحمد لله. All right. We can go to the next ayah. إن شاء الله. الرحمن الرحيم. Here, how many has do we have? Two has. Where are these has pronounced from? the middle of the throat, right? So not Rahman and Rahim. You often hear some people would say Rahman and Rahim. Rahmanir Rahim. And notice, yes, and notice the Ra has a Shadda on it. So both of the Ra's, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Notice how I pronounce the Ra's twice. Very good. Yes, a lot of times, sometimes the noon, either the noon is not even the kasra, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahmanir Rahim, not ar-Rahmanir Rahim, ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Now, okay, would you like to start us here? Consider you on my right.
Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
Good. And if you want to make the noon more better, you can make the kasra a little bit stronger. Rahmanir Rahim. Good. The Ra we're going to cover in a separate lesson. The key to the Ra is not rolling it too much, but not making it too thin. So you don't want to say Ar-Rahman, and you don't want to say Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. A little bit of rolling of the tongue. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Very good. MashaAllah.
When I hear you recite Elik, you say Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
In the beginning, the Hamza is a thick of him, right? Is that the question? Is that Ar-Rahman or Ar-Rahman?
Ahi,
that's right. Ah, Rahmanir Rahim.
Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
Connect the noon to the Ra. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
Very good. Is it clear for you? No. The Hamza, was that clear for you, brother?
I don't think it's clear for him. So the alif has hamza, but this way it goes ah. Yes. Okay. So if it doesn't have hamza, then you ah rahmanir rahim. The alif, if it's in the beginning of a word, you always pronounce it like a hamza.
That's just a rule. Whenever you have the alif in the beginning of any word, even if they don't write a hamza, you pronounce it like a hamza. Ar-Rahman.
When the word is ahi, no difference?
Exactly the
in
same.
In the pronouncing?
Exactly the same, yes.
Ahi.
Ar-Rahman.
Inshallah, I'll make it easy for you. Inshallah. Yes, brother. Would you like to begin?
Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim.
Good. The heart is a little bit more air from the beginning of the throat. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman. الرحمن الرحيم
رحيم
رحيم.
Very good, ما شاء الله. جزاك الله خير.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Very good. Now. Yes.
الرحمن الرحيم.
رحيم.
رحيم.
Very good. Now. ما شاء الله. Yes. Brother. Now.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Good. Now. Yes. Good.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay. You use the. It was very close to the ha. You want to make it the ha a little bit stronger.
The big man, Sheikh.
الرحمن
الرحيم.
Good. Good. MashaAllah. Yes.
Sayyid.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Good, mashallah, mashallah, very good. Okay, that's good. We'll go to the, if there's any, no questions, we'll go to the next example. We read this ayah last week, Hameen. Yes.
Six harakas,
right? Hameen. So this one, maybe we can skip this one, we did it last week. Okay, we'll go to the next one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. This ayah has quite a few rules. قُلْ, the qaf in the beginning is thick. Not قُلْ, 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 not قُلْ. قُلْ, it means say. قُلْ means eat. Eat. So if in Arabic you tell somebody قُلْ, it means say something. Say قُلْ, it means eat something. So you don't want to say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. That means you're telling people eat, say, and then Allah is one. So that's the changing the meaning. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Okay, and here we have the word هُوَ, not حُوَ. هُوَ from the bottom of the throat. هُوَ اللَّهُ. See, the wow connects to the lam. هُوَ اللَّهُ, not هُوَ اللَّهُ. هُوَ اللَّهُ. The lam and the word Allah is thick because there's a fatha before it. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. أَحَدٌ. Here you have the ha and then the dan. The dan is a letter of what they call echoing, قَلْقَلَ. Not أَحَد. أَحَدٌ. أَحَدٌ. Good. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
Good.
قُلْ.
Good. Now, أحد. أحد.
أحد.
See that? Middle of the throat. Good.
أحد.
Now. Now. So, okay, would you like to recite it?
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
The word Allah has a ha on the end. You don't want to say Allahu Ahad. Allahu Ahad. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad.
Qul huwa Allahu Ahad.
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 Very good.
Ahad.
Good. Good. Now. Yes. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Good to see you.
So you emphasize the sound of kul, right? To make it not
not really the emphasis, it's more the placement of the calf is, if this is your tongue, we're going to cover this later, but if this is your tongue, the calf is here, off is behind. قُلْ, 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 all the way in the back of the tongue. قُلْ هُوَ.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد.
أَحَد.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد.
Okay, good. The dal on the end, it's not just you stop on it like ahad, but you have to echo it a little bit. Make an echoing sound.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد.
أَحَد. أَحَد. Like half of a fatah you could say. Not أَحَدَ, but أَحَد.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد.
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 Good.
أَحَد.
Yes. Good, mashallah.
Yes.
So we say now kaf as you
fall. Right.
قل هو الله أحد
أحد
أحد.
Good. Good. And that was a short letter. Yes. Very good. Yes,
brother.
قل هو الله أحد. Very good.
قل هو الله أحد.
All right. Who can tell me where the if there was anything wrong? Good. The word Allah. Here the word the lamb. هو الله. Not هو الله. Because the word Allah, whenever you have a fatha before it or a dhamma, the lamb is thick. So you don't say هو الله. You say هو الله. قل هو الله. Okay, is there anything else you notice? Okay, a little bit, yeah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ and then you have أَحَد not أَحَد أَحَد yes. A little bit more air, you make it from the middle part of the throat. Brother Ayub? Now, middle part of the throat. Now that was good, mashallah, mashallah. So you got to make up for last week. Pronounce the ha. Now, yes, Brother Nusayyah, change your seat. Ahad. Ahad. See that echoing? This is a rule we're going to cover in the future. It's called echoing or qalqala.
What is your rule about the rumbling of the lamb?
The lamb is always thin in Arabic, except in the word Allah. So if you have it like salah, you don't say salah, salah, falah, you don't say falah, falah. But only in the word Allah, you make the lamb thick sounding. You say Allah instead of la. So you don't say هو الله, you say هو الله. هو الله.
In the name Allah is thick.
In the name Allah is thick, that's right.
Other than that it's flat.
Everywhere else is thin. And even in the word Allah, if there's a kasra before it, then you make it thin too. Like for example, Bismillah. Not Bismillah, Bismillah.
Yeah.
But if there's anything else, like a Dhamma or a Fatha, then you say, Allahu, Hu Allahu, Hu Allahu. Is that clear for you? What about you? Yes, Brother. No. Could you say it again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
قل
هو الله قل هو الله
أحد
نعم
أحد
see the ha I think you weren't here last week the ha is more air coming out and it's from the middle part of the throat so it's not it's ah. See how I'm raising my air up? Ah, ahad. Good, good, mashallah. Good, yes, brother.
Kul huwa Allahu ahad.
Good, good, mashallah. Good, yes. Yes, brother.
قل هو الله أحد.
Good, very good, mashallah. Yes,
قل هو الله أحد.
Very strong voice, mashallah. Okay, but the qaf, you don't say قل. قل. Can you say it again?
قل هو.
Not قل. Not قل. قل.
قل.
قل
yes. not قل
قل
قل قل
قل
قل
قل
هو الله أحد. Say it again. قل هو الله أحد.
قل هو الله أحد.
That's right. Good. Good. Inshallah. We're going to get to the qaf. Inshallah. Good. Ahsan. Habibi. May Allah bless you. MashaAllah. May Allah make him knowledgeable. MashaAllah. All right. Any questions on this ayah? Inshallah. Say Allah is. Yes. Qaf, iqa. We're going to cover it. If you want to look on the first page, there's a picture. The qaf is behind the calf. Qaf is all the way in the back of the tongue, back here, near the throat. Iqa. Calf is a little bit forward. Iqa. 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 So you say, ul. Ul. Nah.
Ul.
Nah.
No.
Good, good. No. Okay, yes.
So for the lamb in here, you said if you use the vama on the calf, then it becomes the lamb, you pronounce it as a double. Kul, kul.
Ah, okay. And the word Allah, there's a shadda.
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 Yeah, yeah. In our case, where here, is a vama.
Okay.
That's why you pronounce
it. Oh, okay. That's only in the word Allah. Not in any other word. So the word qul, you don't make the lam thick. You don't say qul, qul, thin. It remains thin in that case. Habibi, you have a paper? No? Okay.
Yeah, it's done.
And share with the other children. Okay, is that clear? The lam, the brother asked the question, the good question. He said the lam and the word qul, there's a dhamma before it. So does that mean that the lam is thick? And the answer is no. The lam is not thick. It's only thick in the word Allah. Any other word in the Arabic language is thin. It doesn't matter what sign is before one vowel. So here you wouldn't really say ul. You just say qul. Qul. And if it had like a lam on it, like qala, you wouldn't say Allah. You say qala. It would remain thin in that case, inshallah. It's a very good question. MashaAllah. May Allah reward you. All right, and the last ayah here. Any questions on this ayah? No. And by the way, this is a side point. Why does Allah say "Qul"? Because everything in the Quran, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is commanded to convey it to the Ummah. So why does Allah say "Say" specifically in these ayahs?
Qul.
No. 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 The ulama, they say it's an emphasis. It's a type of emphasis. Of course, the whole Quran, the Prophet ﷺ is commanded to convey it to the Ummah. But here it's like more emphatic. Go and tell the people this point, you know, make sure they understand this very clearly. This is the Tawheed of Allah. Say Allah is one. Go to the people. And it's more emphatic. That's the only reason. But all of the Quran, the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to recite it and teach it to the people. But this is just to emphasize more. Go and tell the people this until they understand it. Good. So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah the One. أَحَدْ. Okay. Should we go to the next ayah, inshallah? Alright. The next ayah, which surah is this from?
Falak.
Surah Falaq. Now, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. See the qalqala, the echoing of the dam. And also you have the rule here. That's right. There's a special rule here on the noon we're going to get to again. The noon, it mixes with the sheen. It hides in the sheen. So you don't say وَمِن شَرِّ. You say وَمِن شَرِّ. No. Yes. Yes. وَمِن شَرِّ. That's right. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
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 Very good. MashaAllah. قَلْقَلَ. Yes. Very good. Okay. Yes. Brother, want us to read it?
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
حَسَدَ. حَسَدَ. See the dal? This is called the echoing sound of the dal. Mahabib, it's called echo qalqala. Is it حَسَد? حَسَدَ. حَسَدَ. Hasad.
Hasad.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Very good, brother. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you, brother. Alhamdulillah. Yes.
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Very good. Okay, a couple of things here. The noon, you want to hide it in the sheen. Wa min shari. And you don't want to say shari. Make it very short. Shari.
When you got the shad over here. So uh-huh. Maybe you better connect this.
You have the shadda on the ra, but you want to make the fatha on the sheen. Don't make it too long. Don't make it like an aleph. Shari. Sharri, just a little bit. Wamin sharri.
Wamin. So you hide wamin sharri. Wamin sharri ha sidin ira hasad.
Good. Now, that's good. Does that come okay? Yes.
Wamin sharri ha sidin ira hasad.
Okay, good. Just a little minor thing on the ra, if you want to make the shadda a little bit, two ra's. Wamin sharri.
Wamin sharri. Wamin sharri hasidin ila hasad.
Very good. MashaAllah. Yes.
Wamin sharri hasidin ila hasad.
Hasad. See that? Good. MashaAllah. Very good on it, MashaAllah. Yes,
Hasad.
Could you close the door, honey? Close it. Thank you. MashaAllah. Very good. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. Yes.
Good.
Yes. MashaAllah. Very good. Yes,
Baba.
Hasad.
Hasad.
Good. That's good, yes. Qalqara, echoing. Nah. Good. Okay. There's no lam in the word had. Min sharri. Wa min sharri hasidin. Okay, no problem. Yes? Okay, good. Same thing, you want to make the sheen a little bit less, not shari. Sharri. Wamin sharri. Yes,
Wamin sharri hasidin idha hasad.
MashaAllah, very good. Then I'll reward you, brother. JazakAllah khair. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so this is the letter ha in this. It's incorrect according to the Tajweed rules. Yeah.
So it's not
like
you read this aloud, you say,
"Man,
am I
going to
choke?"
No. You shouldn't. No choking, Muslim brother. Especially this. There was Abu Musa al-Ash'ari who was leading the Salah, and Umar was behind it. And the Sahabi, he was reciting in a different Qira'ah. You know, there's different ways Allah revealed the Quran. So Umar, he wasn't familiar with that Qira'ah. So he says in the Hadith, "I contained my rage. You know, I was about to attack the person." So then after the prayer was over, I grabbed him and I dragged him with Prophet Muhammad by the neck, and then Prophet told Umar, "Calm down." And then he told him to recite, and then he told Umar to recite, and then they both recited correctly. So because there's Allah revealed the Quran in different styles, or what they would say, the dialects of Arabs. So sometimes, you know, somebody might recite it a different way, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. Because there is another, there's actually seven, up to ten, some of the ulama say ten modes of recitation, and they're related to the dialects of the Arabs. So it doesn't change the meaning at all, but it's just a different way of reciting. Yes. Yes, here the noon, there's four ways of reciting the noon when it has a sukun, the noon sakin. We're going to cover this in the future. Depending on the letter that comes after it, there's four different ways of making that noon. We're going to cover it in future lessons, inshallah ta'ala. This is called the rules of the noon sakin. There's making it clear, there's hiding it, there's changing it into a meme, there's letting it get eaten up by the letter after. All of these ones. وَمَنْ يَعْمَدْ وَمَنْ يَعْمَدْ وَمَنْ يَعْمَدْ. So there's a lot of different rules, but basically you look at the letter after, and then there's one of four ways of reciting the Noon Sakin. We're going to cover that in the Noon Sakin rules, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, it's a good question, inshallah. Any other questions?
Can you pronounce this one more time?
وَمِن. See what happens when you hide the noon? You don't put the tongue out on the top of the mouth like normally. You keep it down and you just bring the nasal sound. وَمِن شَرِّ.
وَمِن شَرِّ. Don't say that.
Put the tongue close to the sheen. Ish, right? From the middle of the tongue. So make, get ready to say the sheen and just bring the nasal sound. وَمِن شَرِّ.
وَمِن شَرِّ.
ومن شر حاسد
إذا حسد.
Very good, very good. MashaAllah. Very good. Okay. Any other questions on this ayah here? So, do you have a question? No? Okay. Alright, should we start the ghain or should we take the break here? Start the ghain? Okay, we'll take the break. What time? 9:15? Alright, 9:15, and we'll see where we make it to, inshallah. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The letter Ghain. The letter Ghain. We'll stop maybe 9:15, inshallah. Take a break. Is that okay?
And then we'll continue?
Then we'll continue after 5 or 10 minutes, something. Take a short coffee break, inshallah. Is that okay? Alright, inshallah. So let's go with the Ghain, inshallah. The letter Ghain, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is from the letters of the top part of the throat. If you remember, in the beginning of the diagram, we saw that the Hamza and Ha are from the bottom of the throat, the Ayn and the Ha are from the middle of the throat, and the Ghain and the Kha are from the top of the throat. Ghain and the Kha. Okay, so we have the sentence, أخي هاكا عيماً حازه غير قاسم. The غين, it corresponds to the word غير. غير. The غين, it comes from the top of the throat. So let's practice the غين, inshallah ta'ala. Repeat the following. We can, this is just using the different vowels with the غين. We can say غا غي غو أغ. Good, good. See how it's like a gargling sound. It's not ug. Oh. No. Ra, ri, ru, au.
Ra, ri, ru, ri.
Au. Good. Yes, Habibi?
Habibi.
Yeah. Ri, ru, au. Good. Yes,
Rafa.
Very good. Good, good, mashallah. Oh. Good, good. Mashallah, mashallah. Mashallah, most of you know the rain, that's good, yeah. Oh. Oh, yes. It's easy because even a baby, they say, goes, Yes, what am I saying? Good, good, Naam, mashallah. Naam, good.
Big man, Shay.
Naam?
Naam. Big man.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, good. Yes, brother?
Ga, gri, gu, ag.
Good, good. Now, very good. Okay, so you can see when you pronounce the line, you feel it resonating at the top of the throat. Aw, aw. Not gri, gri, gri. Now, aw. Okay. One thing here about the vein, another one of the rules is when you have a sukoon on the vein, you don't want to make, you don't want to say like a fathah after it. You want to say Allah. You want to say Al. You hold it. Al. Right. Al. Maghdubi. Not maghdubi. Common mistake. Maghdubi. Maghdubi. Maghdubi, it doesn't really, it doesn't have a meaning as far as I know. No.
Maghdubi.
No.
When you say it wrong, you gotta get us
a travel. I'm the more reward for inshallah by struggling to pronounce it correct. Yeah, the more reward.
Maghdubi.
Yes. See that? Maghdubi. Maghdubi. Okay? So that's one of the rules. And for the line, you don't make a qalqala. It doesn't have the echoing.
Maghdubi.
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 Okay? Yes. Is that clear for everyone? Okay.
Yeah.
One other rule about the line is that the line is what is called a thick letter in Arabic. A thick letter. The thick letters in Arabic, they are khassun dalpun qif. There are seven thick letters. They're on the bottom of the page here. See the kha, sa, dad, ghain, pa, fa, and wa. So what does it mean by thick letter? What it means is that you pronounce it by opening the mouth vertically. You don't say gh, you say la, fa. Round, you could say round letter. You don't make it thin, you make it thick. No. Just like dad. It's like aw. You don't say cat, you say aw. So the same thing, the line, aw. It's a letter of thickness. Especially if it has an alif after it. An alif after it, so you make an O sound. Ghairi. Right, not ghairi. Ghairi. No. Very good. Here's an example. You can look at these two ayahs. Notice the line and how we pronounce it with an alif after. Kalla innal insana la yatagha. La yatagha. Not yatagha, yatagha. Okay, so you notice the wa sound, right? Yatagha.
Yatagha.
Okay, and if we. Good, you want to read it? Yes, sir. Kalla. Actually, why don't we let's read the thick letters first. Make sure all of us. Then is that okay? Then we'll come to this.
No.
I think with the thick letters, khasun dalun qayd. This is the bottom of the page of line. Khasun dalun.
ضغط
قيد
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 good yes can you say it again خاص
خاص
ضغط
ضغط
قيد
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 good ما شاء الله ما شاء الله here's the ضعيفة Okay, you can read it with any vowel, but if you want, I can read it for you. خصن
خصن
ضغطن
ضغطن
ضغطن ضغطن
ضغطن
طن
طن
طن طن
طن ضغطن
قيل
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 yes
قيل
good No. These are the thick sounding letters. Yes. Hasun. Hasun.
Dahtu.
Dahtu. Dahtu.
Dahtu. Kayib.
Good. Good.
Kayib.
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 MashaAllah. Yes, honey. Okay. You want to say the sod, not khas, khas. No. Can you say it again? MashaAllah. That was very good. Yes. Yes. Qil. Good. MashaAllah. Yes.
Khasun. Gar. Garkun.
Qayyum. Good. Good. The van, you don't say is. No. Il. Qayyum. We'll cover that letter also. Yes, Brother Ayub.
MashaAllah.
Okay.
Dagun.
No. Qil. Qil. It's not an ayah. This is not an ayah. These are just the letters of thickness. It's not, you don't have to pronounce it with a fatah or a dhamma, but just so you get to know, get familiar with the thick letters. These are the thick letters, these seven letters. What are the thin letters?
Thin letters?
What are the thin letters? Everything else. Everything else is a thin letter. These are the only letters that have a thick, the round sound, the O sound. Everything else that has like an A sound when you pronounce it. Yes. Good. Qayyum.
Khasun. Dabbut.
Qayyum. Good. Good. MashaAllah. Dabbut. Qayyum. Good, good, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yes, brother, because if you need to khasun dhagtun So these letters are very a little bit more effort to pronounce because they're the thick letters of Arabic.
Khasun dhagtun qayl.
MashaAllah, you got it. That's good. So these letters, whenever you pronounce them, you open the mouth vertically and you make like an O sound, like kha, da, kha, ta. Every other letter, like say we take a different letter, like that, we smile when we say that, ma, we don't say ma, ma, la, we make them thin. So these letters, if you pay attention to them, whenever you come across it, you want to make it with the thick, more of a thick sound. And the reason we went through these is because one of those letters is the ha. The ha. The ha. Right. So if you notice here in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Kalla inna al-insana la yatawa. See? Not yatawa, yatawa. Who can tell me where the thick letters in this ayah? What are the thick?
Go.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yatta go.
Okay, the ha, right? The ha is one. Where is it? Is there any other one? In the first ayah.
Over here.
Yes. Any other thick letter in the first
ayah?
Oh. See? Those are the two thick letters. But how about the lam in the beginning? Is it kalla or kalla?
Kalla.
Kalla, good. Lam is thin. How about kaf? Is it kalla or kalla?
Kalla.
Kaf is thin. Good, mashallah.
Never.
All right.
Kalla is never.
Never, it means never. How about seen? Is it insana or insana?
Insana.
Good. The seen is also a thin letter.
Insana.
And what about the ha? Is it yatulha or yatulha?
Yatra.
Wow, that's a thick one, right? Yatra.
Yatra.
Yatra. Yatra. Yatra. Yatra. Yatra.
Yatra.
Good, good. The ta is also thick. The ta. Yatra.
Kalla insana.
Inna insana.
Kalla inna insana.
La yatawa. Very good,
mashallah.
Yes, go. This is also an echoing letter, the ta. Not yatwa, yatawa. Good, mashallah. Yes, brother. Does anybody know what surah this is, by the way? Surah Iqra. Surah Surah.
Inna al-insana. Kalla inna al-insana la yatagha.
Good, good. La yatagha. Very good. MashaAllah. Very good. Now we're going to read the
lesson.
Not la yatawa. Right, it's just the fatha. There's no alif. La yatawa. Now it has the. That's good that he made a good point here. When he said la yatawa, it changes the meaning completely. Because la means no negative. And la, it means emphatic. If indeed, you know, if somebody, he said, la yatawa, it says Allah is saying mankind is definitely rebellious. And if he said la yatawa, mankind does not rebel. It changes the whole meaning. The Arabic subhanallah. La yatawa.
You gotta, like, make it light.
Make it shorter. Not la yatawa. La yatawa.
La yatawa.
La yatawa.
Right.
The la, it would be separate because the alif, you don't connect it afterwards. So it would have been two separate words. When it's connected, that means it's the lam of emphasis, and you make it short. La ya ta.
Where is the thing on top of it? I'm now recognizing that.
Okay, that's a sukun. Sukun. This means you stop on it.
Sounds like there's a fatha on the
top. Yes. The ta, it has an echo sound. If I had a board, I could write down. I could write down for you. If you remember when it said "Inshallah ahada," the dal, right? See how the dal it vibrates? That's called echoing. That's called qalqala in Arabic. Ta is also one of those letters that echoes, that vibrates. So when you stop, yat ta, yat ta, yat ta, not yat. Yapo. Yapo. Not a fatah? Yes. The khalqa, the letters, I really don't want to confuse everybody because we just did the thick letters. But the khalqa, the letters, just so you hear them, are qutta bi jad. Five letters. Qa, iqa, yato, iba, ij, id. Qutta bi jad. Qutta bi jad. Those letters, when you stop, like haqqa, iqqa, yatta, ibba, like kasaba, ibba, khuta, bi, jad, ij, hajj, and dam, id, ahad.
So we're going to take a lesson on this, so we're going to write them.
Inshallah, inshallah, it's coming. It's coming, inshallah, alhamdulillah. Yes. A little bit at a time, inshallah. A little bit. And we practice it. When we learn, we have to practice it. That way it will become firm, inshallah. It will be memorized. And when we finish all of the rules, we'll come back to the beginning again, inshallah. Because these are the first time around, we're just becoming familiar with the rules. And then the second time, we can really apply it, inshallah. Okay, so that's the thought that has the ruling of the echoing, the kalqala, inshallah. Shall we each recite it? Oh, actually, I promised you have a break now. So let's take a 5-6 minute break, inshallah, and come back and we'll recite these ayahs and maybe we'll finish the line, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Allah reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How about, if you say 5 minutes and Guyanese time is going to be 10 minutes anyway.
So Paul, you forgot the Muslim, the boss.
Oh, mashallah, he came? Oh, mashallah. Alhamdulillah.
So, la ya. La ya.
Right. La ya. La ya ta'a.
La ya.
La ya ta'a.
La ya ta'a.
Right. So just the fatah. See how there's just the fatah there? Just the fatah.
La.
It's not like here. La. See the alif?
Yes.
So kalla, that makes it negative. Kalla. But here it's short. La. 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 La yatawa. Make it very short. La yatawa. Right.
La yatawa.
That means emphasis. Indeed, he really did something.
La yatawa.
No.
Kalla insa.
Innal insa.
Kalla innal insana la yatawa.
Very good. Very good. Probably many people that probably it's a common mistake. Nah, I don't know. How you doing, brother? Inshallah. Good to see you, brother. Good. Nice to see you, brother. I love to watch you, brother.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a
protector. So.
If you sit me down, right, and you feel maybe a little wind right here, but it's not like a,
right,
it doesn't make a noise or it doesn't all escape.
Right.
Does that nullify your wudu?
If you're sure something came out, then that's but if there's just noise in your stomach and you're not sure if something came out or not, but if you're sure that you felt something come out,
if you feel something like maybe coming towards it, but you think you stopped it,
okay, then in that case, you can ignore it because you're not sure it came out. But if you feel, because what happened to the Prophet ﷺ, said the shaitan, he makes the stomach boom and feel like the air moving around. That doesn't affect it. But if you're sure you felt something come out, even if it's a little bit, then that would
so like.
Even a little bit. Yeah, even a little tiny.
A little bit.
Yes, yeah. That will affect a little bit. Oh, thank you, brother. Zakallah khair. That will reward you, brother. MashaAllah. Good student over here. MashaAllah.
How's that, Jay?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the question is that somebody, they had a little tiny bit of air come out. You felt it.
Oh, okay. So
definitely it breaks the wudu. But if it's just air in the stomach, moving around like this, that's from the shaitan. But if you feel something come out, even if it's a little bit, then it nullifies the wudu.
If you hear it, definitely.
The hadith that says if you hear it or smell, actually, if you don't look at the commentary, the ulama actually explained the meaning of that. He say it doesn't mean that if you don't hear it and smell it, it doesn't break the loop. That's a long interpretation. But what is meant by that is be sure. Don't give in to the whispers. So you have to have the sure that something came out. It doesn't mean that you definitely have to hear it or smell it. You might not hear it or smell it, but if you felt something come out, that's it. We'll lose it. Okay.
I hear it something, and I find a lot of times, because when you clean yourself, like when you clean yourself in the Bible, when you, like sometimes you want to sit down, you know, and when you close yourself, the air stays in there because you clean yourself up. Mm. It happens to me.
Mm.
But it's not, I know it's not the air.
Oh, I see.
You know,
so the air is from the outside, it's not from the inside.
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, it's only from the air passing from the inside and going out. That's what breaks the
wheel,
right?
Yes.
No. So,
Because the shaitan collides you all the time, you know. But, Sheikh, to renew your wudu is good. Isn't it?
The renewing the wudu is a person to be on the safe side. It's always good to renew the wudu for every salah. But, you know, the Islamic law, there's a rule that says that when you're certain that you have wudu, it's not broken by any doubts. The doubts are always cancelled out.
Yes.
So you sure you had wudu, and now you don't know, did I break my wudu or not? I'm not sure. Or did that? So you just ignore the doubt and you go with the certainty. The doubts are just cancelled out. They don't have any weight in the Islamic law. So if you are certain about something and then a doubt comes in your mind, you just get rid of the doubt. Don't give the doubt any thought or anything.
The Sheikh was talking tools in the heat and I was cold. And I never heard that. Maybe you know. He was saying every time you make a wudu, Allah erases all the sins. There's a hadith somewhere like that.
The scholars, they have the explanation for that. The Prophet says something, when a person makes wudu, then his sins that were done by his face, they drop away with every drop of water. The sins that he did with his hands, they drop away with the water, with the last drop of water. But they explain what that refers to as the minor sins. The minor sins. It's not riba, it's not zina, it's not stealing, it's not leaving the salah, lying, the back. These are all major sins. The wudu does not erase those. They don't expiate them. Even the jummah doesn't expiate them. Even the prayers don't expiate them. Those major sins, you have to make tawbah. But what's being referred to here is in the minor sins. Somebody looked at something haram. So then the washer does the wudu and then the sins will out. And somebody, the minor sins are erased. That's what the explanation when you look at the ulama. The major sins, you have to make tawbah to have them erased. The tawbah has the conditions for it. You have to regret what you did. You have to stop what you're doing. You have to be firm and resolve not to do it again. Then the tawbah will be accepted from Allah.
Okay, good morning, inshallah. I got my truck back, so.
Oh,
I'm a little late for shah.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow you're. You gonna stay here till Fajr?
No, after Fajr.
Oh, after Fajr tomorrow. Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Inshallah. Inshallah.
If you go back 6 times,
yes.
Get the brother in Mecca, you tell me. I studied the Sunnah of Fajr for 3 months. So when somebody calls it 3 months, and you hear me, you listen to the Shuyukh, and you read it once in a while,
right.
And we know already, you know, it bothers you. Like, and this brother, went in Medina, he spent 3 months.
Oh,
subhanAllah.
Oh, yeah, it takes that long. It has a lot of rules in it. A lot of rules in it. And it's the most important surah because the prayer is not valid if it's mistakes in it. And so usually that's actually 3 months is not that much because, you know, even the A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, you spend a few days on the ta'awud and then the bismillah, you spend a few days and then alhamdulillah. And when you finish, you start over again. And you know, there's more minor things. So usually the shiuk will start with the major things, like the makharish, the pronunciation of letters. You finish that and come to start over again. And they'll start pointing out some of the more subtle things. And you will keep repeating. Even when you finish the Fatiha, you're reading the other surahs, they'll still have you repeat the Fatiha. So
to make sure that you have the rules correct. But first, you usually learn the principles first, because if you're making a mistake on the chat, for example, and you don't know where the chat comes from, it's very hard to teach somebody. Unless you show them the diagram, it makes it a lot easier. You know, say somebody doesn't know the chat, and you show them the picture, and you say the chat, it comes from right here, upper throat, these are letters of throat, and they say chat, it comes out, usually. So that's why, you know, it's good that we're going through the letters, and inshallah. Inshallah, very good brother. May Allah give him the knowledge. May Allah give him the knowledge, inshallah. May Allah increase his knowledge. I feel that way. I feel that way on the way to the masjid, on the way home. I'm so thankful for Allah came to
Alhamdulillah.
I feel so relieved. Allah put so much blessing in your day. You know,
you protected the whole.
Feel refreshed.
Day.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah. You come and hear some knowledge.
You do everything,
Alhamdulillah. When you want to
answer,
you missed a bunch of
things.
No.
Sometimes, when you give the dress after Isha, you should do after the Sunnah, so you can stay.
Yes.
When you say 5 minutes, and I say, I stay 5 minutes more, Fajr can get up.
Oh, that's it.
I don't want to miss Fajr.
Yeah, you have kids and stuff like that, so you have an excuse for, you know. Some brothers, they don't have children and things like that, so they can stay late. But you have your family, you have your son with you and stuff like that. So,
Sheikh, if you start giving it, who can benefit and who can, they can leave.
Yeah, I don't want to force the brothers, you know, they might get upset. Some brothers, you know,
how long does it take? How many minutes do you hold the bus?
It depends, you know. Yesterday we stayed here like almost 45 minutes. Nice brothers, you know, we were hanging out and we were talking about them.
Oh, they don't know. In the morning,
yeah.
Right.
Hello, what did you think? Man, it's been like
one of the fellows says, if you come 30 photos,
yes.
This is on this.
SubhanAllah, mashallah. Should we do a little bit more, or that's enough for the brothers over there?
That's enough, yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good idea,
Shaykh.
Like 5-10 minutes before
the
Salah, give
them
break.
Oh, okay, inshallah. Okay, so we're going to get started.
The
Alright, brothers, inshallah, sisters, we're going to get started again. This is the 5 minutes. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah put the barakah in the remaining time, inshaAllah. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, ala Rasulullah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma zidna ilma, amma ba'd. Welcome back to the Dars, inshaAllah, and the letter Ruhain, inshaAllah. So, inshaAllah, we're going to recite the ayah of the Ghain with the Ghain and practice the thickness of the Ghain. Specifically, Allah Ta'ala, He says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. كلا إن الإنسان لا يطغى لا يطغى. Okay, notice the ط يطغى يطغى يطغى. Sound the غ has an A sound. And we'll read the next ayah just to compare it. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. Okay, إذا جاء. So you notice here the jeem followed by the alif, ja'a. And in the previous ayah, la-yat-gha. So you have the gha sound in the first ayah, and you have the ja sound in the second ayah. They're both letters, the gha and the ja, they're followed by an alif. But here in the first ayah you say gha, gha. The second ayah you say ja, ja. So you notice how the alif in the first ayah is pronounced thickly, wa, wa, with an O sound to it. And in the second ayah, the alif is pronounced with a thin sound to it, ja, not jaw. Right, we don't say either jaw and nasrullah. Either ja and nasrullah, in fact. No. No.
We circle now, there is additional.
Okay, you make when you pronounce the ra, you make a circle with the mouth and you make it more full sounding letter or thick sound.
And then if you say ja, smile with it, you don't say ja, ja. Ida ja, nasullahi wal fatih.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
Very good, ما شاء الله.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
Good. And what about the first ayah? كلا. كلا إن.
كلا إن الإنسان لا يطغى.
يطغى.
لا يطغى.
لا يطغى.
Good. Yes, Brother Isa,
would
you like to
say? I don't see
inna
insana. Is there something
missing? Inna
la inna insana. Inna insana. Kalla inna insana la yatagha.
Very good, mashallah. Yes. Now read the next one too.
إذا جاء النصر الله والفتح.
ما شاء الله. Very good. Yes. Yes, brother.
إن الإنسان لا يطغى.
يطغى.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
إذا جاء
نصر الله والفتح.
ما شاء الله. Very good. Yes.
لا يطغى ما شاء الله.
Very good. Yes. You want to read for the second?
إن الإنسان لا يطغى.
Very good.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
ما شاء الله. Good. Yes. Okay. Good. Okay. Good. Very good.
الله إن الإنسان لا يطغى.
Good.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
Good. إذا you want to use the tip of the tongue with the top front.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
Good. ما شاء الله. Yes,
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
Very good. Yes. Yes, brother. Say it. Very good. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Yes. Fiorin? MashaAllah. Yes. Yatagha. Good. Good. MashaAllah. Yes, brother. Do you need to repeat it? Innal insana
la yatara.
Good. Now. Good.
Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath.
Good. Good.
La insana la yatara.
Yatara. Good, good.
إذا جاء النصر الله والفتح.
Very good, mashallah, mashallah. Okay, mashallah, jazakallah khair. Is there any questions on the line, the letter line? No questions on the letter line? Anybody have any questions on any ayahs that we read? Inshallah, we'll start. We'll do the last letter, the letter of the Kha, inshallah, next week. And there's some ayahs here. You can, it's okay if I see this. These ayahs here, you can practice at home, inshallah. So, for your
home. I'm going to say the first one.
Okay, we can read. Okay. Okay, yes, good. Let's read through these then, inshallah. We'll read through them quickly.
Maybe you should read these for us.
Okay, sure. Let's read them together. I'll read it once and then you can repeat it, inshallah. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Good, mashallah. The common mistake here? Magla, magladun. When I hold the vine, magladun, magladun, magladun. Good. Ah, good. Also, the mean is thin. One say magladun, not magladun, magladun. And the vine at the beginning, غيرين magladubi, غيرين magladubi.
So you say mag.
Magdubi. Right. Now this magdubi. You want to gargle a little bit? Magdubi. Magdubi.
Magdubi.
The next one. ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. MashaAllah, very good, very good. Okay, the next ayah. فالمغيرات صبحا. Okay, صاد and the ha. فالمغيرات صبحا. صبحا. Okay, the next one. كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى.
كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى.
Okay, and then the last ayah. وأن رآه استغنى. نعم. Okay, here again you have the rain. استغنى. ما استغنى؟ أن رآه استغنى.
أن رآه استغنى.
ما شاء الله. Mashallah, very good. Okay, any questions on the Vayim, the letter Vayim? I'm sorry?
That last one, you erased the noon altogether?
Yes, good question. Okay, the last ayah, you notice the noon in the beginning, an-ra'ahu. So here, so what happens to the noon, it disappears. And you enjoy, it's completely eaten up by the ra afterwards. Completely eaten up. This, so it becomes ar-ra'ahu. Ar-ra'ahu. Not an-ra'ahu. Ar-ra'ahu. The ra is from the letters that eat up the noon second before it. This is called the letters of Yarmadun. Idgham. Udlima. The ra, it completely eats up the noon, and even there's no nasal sound. Because you have two letters that don't have any nasal sound. When you have Idgham, you have the lam and the ra. The lam and the ra. So here, ar-ra'ahu. Not an-ra'ahu, ar-ra'ahu. They help you a little bit because they didn't write a sukun on the noon. They're trying to show you this noon is not going to be pronounced. They didn't write any symbol on it. So, and then they put a shadda on the ra to kind of give you the idea that you're going to skip the noon and go directly to the ra. Ar-ra'ahu stawna. Ar-ra'ahu stawna. No. This is another rule we're going to come to when we talk about the noon sakin rules, inshallah ta'ala. We talked about there was four states of the noon sakin, depending on the letter after. This is one of the things we're going to study in the future, inshallah ta'ala. Being the name of Allah. And I'll reward all of you. Any other questions on the ayahs here? May Allah accept from all of you. May Allah help this knowledge to be firm and practice. You can practice these ayahs after a day when you go home, then it will make it more firm, inshallah. Inshallah. So the letter Lain is from the top of the throat. It's a letter from the top of the throat. And may peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad and his family and companions and those who follow him until the Day of Judgment. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wallahu ta'ala anam. May Allah's best. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.